And so let's turn now to a quote from Alfred Sloan Rathel. Alfred Sloan Rathel, who is going to be providing an important additional perspective for us to keep in mind as we conclude anti-systemic movements. And this is from an article, essay, The Dual Economies of Transition, in the book, The Labor Process and Class Strategies. Quote, within the social relations of capitalism, however, the workers need an enormous effort to combat the limitations of their wage labor status. And my interjection, we're going to be expanding on that notion, delving deeper into the difficulty involved in how that wage labor status, by the difficulty for us, we're going to be delving into how that wage labor status, using different language for sure, gets crafted, you know, in mother's lap. Continuing. The workers need an enormous effort to combat the limitations of their wage labor status. The status more impotent today within the production process than in any previous epoch of capitalism. For never before has the individual performance of a worker been reduced to such fragments and fractions of fragments of a job as is his contribution to the present-day high-grade socialized labor process. At the same time, the productivity of his labor has increased a thousandfold compared to the labor done in the one-man shops of the Middle Ages. But the productivity is not his in terms of his individual labor. And taking his individual operations as a standard of judgment, the productivity is that, or my interjection seems to be that, continuing, of the capital in whose employment he works and dependent on the efficiency of the management. Hence, the managerial fetishism that pervades our society, the accepted belief that modern industrial establishments, or indeed large-scale establishments of any kind, cannot be run without their hierarchy of managers in control of every detail of production and of organization, and in particular, of course, of the workers. This fetishism accrues to the socialization of labor by the fact that it's in the wrong hands, wielded by management in the service of capital and for the exploitation of labor, instead of being the foundation for working class power in a society of production. As seen from that angle, the functions and conditions of workers' own socialized labor take on an appearance as of an object nature extraneous to them, to be studied, elaborated, and enforced upon them by separate agents. And that's unquote from Alfred Sloan Rathel, The Dual Economies of Transition. And we're going to be returning to this quote as we continue unpacking this issue of obedience with the help of Alice Miller in future shows. Suffice to say, an initial thought that I've had on this that I think may be worth exploring is that the confusion we feel at, say, age 2, as we experience the imposition by parents of their requirement of obedience, for obedience, that confusion over obedience, which gets resolved under class as power worship, you know, the babies give up, as, you know, we said earlier, they go where the power seems to be. It gets resolved as power worship. That this confusion easily transfers over to the whole mysterious work process itself, a cast veil of mystery that reinforces our submission to what seems the knowledge of an inscrutable power. And so what we have to discuss is how to reincorporate that knowledge back within us.